Finally this evening, our person of the week. This is one of those cases where we are very interested in the issue as well as the individual, because there are so very many people in the same circumstances. Tonight, we focus on a child.
They threaten us not to even think of leaving. They'll tell us, we'll burn your fingers in oil if you even try to leave. We'll put you in oil.
Iqbal Masi from Pakistan is 12 years old. It's been a long time discovering his childhood. It had been stolen from him by his owner. Iqbal worked in a Pakistani carpet factory.
I would start working at 4 a.m. and work until 7 or 8 p.m. at night. If the children fell asleep or were slow in their work, they would be punished by either being beaten or starved.
Every year, Pakistan, India, and Nepal produce hundreds of millions of dollars worth of carpets, and more than half of them are sold to Americans. And more than half of them are made by children, some as young as Iqbal. He says his father loaned him to the factory owners when he was 4 years old. He would earn money for his family, they promised, and he could visit often. Neither turned out to be true, and a little boy became a slave.
Even when we are sick, we are forced to work. If we are slow, we are struck. We often got gashed on our heads or backs, and we've never gotten proper medical treatment. Only when a child is incredibly sick or useless will they send us back home.
When children do grow sick in these sweatshops, they become disfigured, living their lives at the loom. Their hands are cut by wool, their lungs fill with wool particles. And some American carpet dealers say it is not harmful.
It gives kids something to do. It's not hard labor, they like what they do.
It's a family business. It is not all that bad what they say over here. Here they exaggerate everything.
Kailash Satyari doesn't believe it is exaggeration. He is the chairman of the Southeast Asia Coalition on Child Servitude. And ABC followed him as he traveled to one factory in India to free the children. Child slavery is illegal, and yet the police are often paid to turn a blind eye. On this day, the police are helping, and yet somehow the owners have been tipped off and have hidden the children. Watch their faces as Satyari tells them they are free. The owners told them the police were coming to kill them. Satyari has to coax them from the fields and even from the trees. But now they are free. Iqbal Masi was a child like this. He escaped from his owner. And he has managed to make a difference by telling his story to as many people as will listen, in Pakistan and overseas. This week he was honored by the Reebok Foundation, which will contribute to the universality of a message that needs to be heard. There are hundreds of thousands of children in these circumstances throughout Asia. Iqbal wants to become a lawyer someday. He says, that's what's needed.
I would like to do what Abraham Lincoln did in this country. I'd like to do it in Pakistan.
And so we choose young Iqbal Masi, and we wish him a much better life than he's had until now. The Pakistani Human Rights Organization, which helped him, points out that not all carpets are made using child labor, but some are certified child labor free, which means Americans can make a difference. That's our report on World News Tonight. I'm Peter Jennings. Good night.